The pitch to Fink, and he lines this one deep. Towards center field, Inhofer drop steps to his right. He's right by the snowdrift. Takes a couple of steps in the snow, and he makes the catch. Tagging from third and scoring is P.J. Hetzenbuehler. And the Rough Riders have a 4-0 lead, a sacrifice fly by Jason Fink. He drives in his 10th run of the year, his second of this game.
In last night's doubleheader between the Gillette Rough Riders and Sturgis Scoopers, the Riders easily took game one 9-1 as they started early and often with the offense, scoring 5 runs in the second inning. Now game two was a little closer. Here are the highlights from that one.
Both teams got their runs in their respective portions of the first. 1-1 ball game. We're in the bottom of the sixth, latter stages of this game. Count 2 strikes. Calada ready, the lefty, working out of the stretch. He checks the runner at first a couple of times. He's ready at the belt. He cocks his left arm, the 0-2 pitch, and that is going to be lifted towards right. Coming on strong is Aiden Peterson. Going out there is Colson Kluck, and Colson makes the over-the-shoulder catch with his brown glove. Nice job by Kluck tracking that baseball. Stretch. Late kick in the 2-1 pitch. Sharply hit ground ball. Base hit right field. Past the diving Cruikshank. Here comes the play at the plate. Allen fires it in. Mason Means dives across home plate. Feast first. And the Rough Riders take a 2-1 lead in Sturgis in the 7th. Peterson, the 15-year-old 8th grader, knocks in the go-ahead run. It's 2-1 Gillette. Jamin ready at the bell. Cox his left arm, the 3-2 pitch. He got him looking with a breaking ball that died on the hitter and caught the knees. And that's the game here in Sturgis. Well, it was a tight one until the 7th. Gillette scores 4 runs in the top of the 7th. Then they finish off the Scoopers in the bottom portion of the 7th. And here in the Black Hills, the Riders come away with a 2-game sweep, winning game 1 9-1 and winning game 2 5-1.
In the aftermath, Post 42 now has a 5-0 record to start its 2022 season. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.